Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment on K101.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that includes precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTX Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they both provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble, PTX is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. Visit ptxag.com to learn more.
Well, packers and feedlots holding out with each one hoping the other will blink first. The expectations are for cash to trade lower as the packers seem to be in a better position, may not need to be aggressive. With the cattle on feed report coming today, it's unlikely futures will see much movement one way or the other. The report tends to show surprises that impact the market. Trade estimates are for on-feed numbers as of April 1st, 102%. Meanwhile, box beef prices showed further weakness. Choice down $1.10, select was down $1.61. Hog futures struggled on Thursday with June resting technical support from Monday. Thankfully, prices bounced to the end of the day with only moderate losses. Weekly export sales were not as good as hoped and were a marketing year low at 21,800 metric tons. However, domestic demand continues to do well with packers remaining aggressive Thursday with the national afternoon report showing a gain of 65 cents, weighted average $89.78. Wheat futures are higher but well off the overnight highs this morning. Weather continues to skew bullish as the Black Sea area continues to be dry. Europe has been too wet, and the southwest part of the U.S. has also remained dry. Wheat futures didn't break yesterday with corn and soybeans and the initial bounce overnight on the news of the Israeli strike. That was very strong. Corn futures are sharply higher, regaining most of the losses of the past three sessions, but stopping at the 45-day moving average. That's been a resistance area for weeks. Reports the EPA will allow summer sales of E15 have been the biggest driver for corn futures, as has a rebound in energy prices in the aftermath of the Israeli attack. Soybeans are higher on a small rebound from what has been a very tough week in the soybean trade. Traders have been responding to a weaker Brazilian real, which cheapened soybean purchases from Brazil, all other things being equal. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
At the end of the day yesterday, June live cattle up 5 cents, 175.37. The August up 75, 173.52. May feeder cattle up 227, 242.55. August up 217, 254.30. May hogs down 20 cents, 94.72. Kansas City wheat, the May up 4.5, 577.25. July's up 6.25, 575.25. Chicago wheat, May down 0.25, 536.75. July up 0.75, 553. May corn down 3.5, 426.75. July down 4.75, 436.25. May soybeans down 15.25, 1134.25. July down 15.25, 1149. May cotton down 146, 7810. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and K101.